Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, what's happening? How are you today? TK and Tierney, CBS Sports Radio, CBS Sports Network, and SiriusXM 206. Should have some fireworks tonight. Week 15 around the NFL, getting ready to jump off. Kansas City and the Chargers as we set up inside of our Quicken Loan Studios. National mortgage lender. Quicken Loans, apply simply, understand fully, and mortgage confidently on busy Thursday. 1-855-212-4227. On Twitter at Tiki and Tierney, at Tiki Barber, at Brandon Tierney. What up, Tiki?
All's good, how you doing, man? Buddy? This is going to be a fun game tonight, dude.
I can't wait. I'm nervous, though.
You're nervous for Mahomes?
I had to make a big fantasy decision.
Oh, that's right. He's on your fantasy team. You have to decide whether or not to pay him. Look, I'm trying to think. The Chargers' defense is good, so they can get after him.
It's pretty good, Jordan.
A little bit. But we've seen him, even against really good defenses, like last week against the Baltimore Ravens. Yes, they held him down and for, what, 17 points for most of the game, and he had to miraculously lead them on that final drive to get the tying score. He's going to find a way.
I'm not worried about him.
Who's your alternative?
I had Kareem Hunt. So
No. Alternative at quarterback.
No, I'm not worried about Mahomes. That's not even on the table. Right, if I sat down Mahomes, I should get shut out this week.
Yeah, you're right.
Just surrender.
But who is your alternative? Do you have an alternative?
I had no. Well, I picked up Lamar Jackson for one game when he had to buy a few
weeks
back.
I did the same thing. You picked up Lamar as well? Yeah.
I'll tell you what is crazy. We never open a show with fantasy, and we're certainly not going to spend much time on this. But this is there are so many people just from the action on Twitter and just reading mentions.
Dude,
and
it's crazy.
Because everybody that's good, or a lot of teams that are good, had Kareem Hunt.
I know.
So you're like, okay, well, what do you do? And then you pick up maybe Damian Williams. Mm-hmm. All right, if you didn't get Spencer Ware. Mm-hmm. Spencer Ware's hurt. Now you're like, do I play Damian Williams? Then I picked up Derrick Henry just in case. Then I picked up Jalen Samuels. I don't know who's playing this weekend.
What if you had Melvin Gordon in this game also?
That's true.
He's down.
Absolutely. 100% right. So there's decisions and there's money on the table. So I'm a little worried. But I think it's going to be a great game. The one thing I hope we don't get, and by the way, Chargers, really, they got to snap this skid. 9 straight to Kansas City.
It's unbelievable to think that they lost at that. I know Kansas City's been really good over the last
four. How many Super Bowls has Kansas City won over the last four and a half years?
But remember their regular season.
Of course.
They've been ridiculously good in the regular season. But the whole knock on Alex Smith was, okay, you're great in the regular season. You win 11 games. Then what? Mm-hmm. And you lose and you're one and done. So,
but even worse, Teak, the average margin of victory in those games, 12 and a half points. They're getting rubbed out. And I wonder,
that's a lot in the NFL.
It's two touchdowns almost. I wonder, because we've seen this recent trend here. I want to play a cut from Rivers in a minute, who spoke about this streak that they're trying to break here. The Saints are showing signs of attrition. Mm-hmm. The Rams offense, obviously, against Chicago. But even before that, without Cooper Kupp, struggled to just, you know, have that potency that they flashed really for the first 9 or 10 weeks of the season. I hope this isn't the night that the Chiefs come crashing back down to earth. I want to see an aerial assault from both sides.
Yeah, and I think you
tonight
will.
Tonight I want to see that. I don't want to see that.
I think you will. I don't know what the weather is supposed to be
38
like.
38 and could be a little moisture. So could be.
That could slow it down just a little bit. But the problem, when you think about that, the problem that you might foresee, you don't want to see it slugged down. Who's doing it, right? There's no Kareem Hunt. Spencer Ware is banged up. Mm-hmm. Melvin Gordon is banged up. His backup's even banged
up. Tyreek Hill's banged up, too. But he's banged up.
He had the ankle that we saw. I think it was ankle or whatever it was.
Something with his wheels. No, he was all limping that around. For Tyreek Hill.
Yeah, he was limping around. Maybe he was still catching rocks, but he was limping around all last weekend in that Baltimore Ravens game. Yep. But I don't think these teams have a choice. They're skill position players. Their best players are their wide receivers and tight ends. And so this is going to be high scoring. It better be. And if I'll be very surprised if it's not.
All right, well, here's Philip Rivers on trying to snap the skid. Here he is.
Depends where you start the streak. If we go way back, it's not, you know, so we can make stats say whatever we want. So we kick off on Thursday. This game, we'll see what happens on Thursday. Kind of each game, to me, stands alone. While I acknowledge that that's been the case, it's been a while. But I don't think, you know, there's guys in this locker room that have only played them one time. So and some that maybe I've played them any, they weren't playing in week one. So it's a new game, new week. It'll be a heck of a challenge. It'll be as loud as it's ever been.
And it looks like Eric Berry's going to come back. He obviously ruptured Achilles. You get him back in center field as one of the vocal leaders, a smart guy, a hell of a player.
Yeah.
It's going to be further interesting. Let me throw this question at you. Do you think the Chargers should we look at them and say, you know what? You're kind of supposed to win this game tonight.
No, you can't say
that.
No, because the Kansas City Chiefs have been so amazing all season long at 11-2. And
How much of that was with Kareem Hunt, though?
They score 40 points the game after, and that should have been the emotional one. Where it's like, oh, we just lost Kareem. They scored 40 points.
Who was that against again? I don't have that in front of me.
I don't remember who it was.
That's important. They didn't score 40 against the Ravens. I know that.
True, but the Ravens have a top three defense in the NFL. Yeah. And their offense, by the way, Ravens is so much ball control.
Yeah.
Because it's so run-oriented now with Lamar Jackson that they just fewer opportunities.
That's the Raiders they scored 40 on.
Okay, whatever. So it's a Raiders division game. I'll take it back. But still, they scored 40 points. They didn't miss a beat is my point, even if it was against a bad team. And I think that this offense is designed around creating opportunities for everybody. Now, the difference with Kareem Hunt versus whoever the backup may be, because it's not going to be Spencer Ware this week, and Benny – I forget the kid's name.
West is on there. Talk about Damian Williams.
Yeah, Damian Williams. Regardless of who it is, he's going to get opportunities.
He's
going to
get a lot
just,
tonight.
Just like Kareem Hunt got opportunities. Uh-huh. The question is, are you going to take those and go 12 yards, or are you going to go like Kareem Hunt, go 50?
Yeah.
Right? So it's just they're still going to be there. They're still going to be productive. It's just how productive. I don't think the offense is going to miss too much without Kareem Hunt. I don't want to put him in that situation as of a – you know, expendable running back. You can get it there a dime a dozen, because I don't necessarily believe that.
He's not.
But I do believe that the offense doesn't slow down too much. It slowed down against Baltimore because Baltimore's defense is great.
Oh, there's no doubt.
I don't know if it's going to do the same thing against the Chargers.
Well, I don't know either, but I can't say that I'm fully confident that it won't. I mean, I've at least got to think about this. And,
yeah.
And I'm going to flip it to you this way as well. Not that it really matters, but just maybe a different way to view the game tonight. Different prism here. Let's further extrapolate and kick this thing down the road a couple of feet and see what we come up with. Let's say Joey Bosa was healthy from the start.
Yep.
Okay. And I say that because he's playing tonight. And let's say Kareem Hunt never existed.
Okay.
Okay. Are we talking about the Chiefs at 11-2 and the Chargers at 10-3?
Yeah, but
but that's why I asked you, aren't they kind of supposed to win this game tonight?
It's hard to say that the...
Well, then they're not legit.
Who, the Chargers?
Chargers.
Well, I mean, they're home. It's their division game against the rival to win. But in games like this, kind of matters. Not really.
Especially the venue tonight.
Exactly. It's not like they're down in San Diego. I mean, they're in L.A. in a soccer stadium. So it's a little bit different. I know this is an Arrowhead, right?
It's in Kansas City.
Yeah, this is an Arrowhead.
Oh, yeah.
I definitely can't say that the Chargers are supposed to win this game.
Doesn't matter to me.
Yeah, there's no way.
This isn't like a prediction. This is not sharp theory. This is me just throwing it by you.
Yeah.
A team, a guy who played in the NFL for a long time, a team that we talk about all the time, the Chargers, back to them for a second. Forget about Kansas City for a moment, because we've lauded them all year, and rightfully so.
Yeah.
But when we talk about the Chargers, there's always been a little bit of ... to be continued, and let's see where it goes, and let's see how the year evolves, and when do they really hit their apex?
Not really.
See you hit it tonight.
Not really. I mean, the Chargers have been, like, the early narrative with them was Philip Rivers quietly is having an MVP-quality season.
Of course.
Nobody was talking about it. I mean, you kind of did, but it wasn't because of what the Chiefs were doing, you just kind of were ignoring what the Chargers were doing. So they've been really good. And we can't forget that the teams that they lost to were the elite teams in the NFL.
You're making my point.
Yeah, so they lost
another
to the
reason
Chiefs.
Why maybe they right? should win.
They lost to the Rams.
Yeah.
This is when the teams are both, you know, healthy at the beginning of the seasons, week one and week three. Then they screwed around and lost to the Denver Broncos because Philip had a bad day. But I mean, I don't hold that necessarily against them.
That's a weird one. But we'll give every team gets one or two of those a year.
Agreed. And so when I see them coming back now to face the Chiefs, I can't say that the Chargers are supposed to win this game.
Well, then they're not there. We can't take them that seriously then.
Because they can't get past the Chiefs in the division. That for they can't get past them if they should face them in the postseason.
Say something right now. Phillip Rivers doesn't find a way to beat Patrick Mahomes either tonight, in the playoffs, if they ever cross paths, or next season, then Phillip Rivers will never play in the Super Bowl.
So,
because Patrick Mahomes is about
he's not going anywhere.
10, 12, 15 games away in his career, and maybe 4 or 5 pounds of muscle and muscle memory and physical muscle from putting this thing on lockdown for a decade. It doesn't matter what the Raiders do, or it doesn't matter what anybody else in that division does. Nobody is beating Patrick Mahomes.
So I'm trying
Phillip Rivers, you kind of got to win tonight.
Yeah, in that regard, I see what you're saying. However, it is really hard to beat this Chiefs team. The Patriots did it, right?
Yeah.
At New England.
Gave up 40-plus in the process, barely got
you're right.
But they won.
They barely beat them, but they beat them.
Correct.
And then the Rams did it simply by outscoring them.
Mm-hmm.
That was the Monday night game that we loved or hated, however you wanted to look at it. Pat Mahomes was flawed.
Both had over 400 yards passing.
Yeah, but Pat Mahomes, I'm saying, was flawed in that game.
Yes.
He was sacked, I don't know, 3 or 4 times. There was at least two fumbles. One that was picked up and returned for a touchdown.
Mm-hmm.
But he still came back and scored 51 points in a losing effort. So, to me, this is the Chiefs game. Even without Kareem Hunt, the Chiefs at home are supposed to win this game. The Chargers, while a great story, the only way they're to craft your narrative about Phillip Rivers can't beat the Kansas City Chiefs, they got to just pray that the Kansas City Chiefs get knocked off somewhere and they don't meet them in the AFC Championship game.
Yeah.
Because that's the only way they're going to get there.
Well, then that doesn't say a whole lot about Phillip Rivers.
No, it's just the Chiefs are a superior team, BT.
Patrick Mahomes is 22 years of age.
And now they have Eric Berry coming back.
I understand. So, it's probably going to be a half a step slow.
Yeah, of course.
At a very important position on the field.
Yeah, a lot of people think it's going to change things immediately. I don't see that happening. It's just too hard.
I'd go right at him.
I would absolutely
don't
go right
at
him.
Don't you have
to? Force him to make a play.
Yeah.
See what he has.
See
and if he gets you, if he gets you,
that's okay.
Then you get you.
I'm going to go back at him if he gets me. Seriously, I want to see if he can move.
You have
to. Now, his head, and you'll appreciate this, but his head will enable him to probably make up whatever he lost on the stopwatch, whether it's a tenth of a second. Mm-hmm. He's just so smart, cerebral. He's seen so much. So he could probably find a way to work around that. But I don't know if he could find a way to work around that in the first quarter without having played for almost 2 years. I'd go right at him repeatedly.
Yeah.
All night.
This is an Achilles injury that he's coming back from.
Oh, yeah.
So that's all about planting, change of direction, acceleration.
Uh-huh.
That
Toby doesn't look like Boogie Cousins did
on
that footage.
Mm.
You know? Mm. I'm surprised you're not feeling me.
No.
I want you to agree with me. I'm surprised you don't see what I see.
Well, here's why, BT, because they're 10-3 right now, the Chargers. And nobody else is threatening them for the wild card.
Like, I'm thinking bigger picture. I'm not thinking about getting in.
Yeah.
I'm thinking symbolism.
But to me,
I am thinking
because they're going to get in.
Yourself.
The Chiefs are going to have a bye, so they're not going to have to worry about them in round one. The Chiefs are going to push through to the divisional round. And then ultimately – see, I'm trying to think if they're the third, if they're the 3 seed, because I think the Chiefs
Pats
would be the
are right
three
there,
seed.
You know, although they just kind of came off a loss.
Yeah.
They're coming off a loss, I should
look,
say.
One of the hardest things to do is beat a team 3 times in
Texans.
A season. Oh, Texans.
Texans
right.
have a bunch of wins as well.
Yeah, it's hard to beat a team 3 times in a season. So even if the Chargers lose, I'm not worried about it because when that third game comes around.
But then why would you think they'd win that game? So they haven't beaten them in 9 straight games.
Because,
they don't beat them tonight, but then they're going to beat them when it matters.
Because it's hard to beat the same team 3 times in the same season.
That actually statistically is not true. I've used that line in the past as well.
It's true.
It's actually not true. It's been disproven.
It has been, but I've been there before because we played the Philadelphia Eagles. It's anecdotal, right? It's anecdotal. We did the Philadelphia Eagles twice because they were in a division and we met them in the postseason. The year we went to I forget what year it was, but yeah. So it's hard, but it's doable. So I feel like even if they lose twice, then they can beat them again in the postseason. As long as this isn't a blowout, as long as they don't get beat up by like 40, and it just they look like second class citizens to the Kansas City Chiefs, I still will have much confidence in the LA Chargers.
Okay, you know where we're coming from. You know where Teague stands. You know where I stand. I think it's a show me game for LA. You know, we've been all the, and rightfully so, the platitudes we've dropped at the doorstep of Kansas City from week one, they've earned every ounce of it. But we've also, at least on the periphery of that conversation, we've thrown the Chargers in there. Think about when you rifle through the good teams. We've done this on our show. We do it on TV. Other shows do it. The best teams in the AFC. I mean, for the most part this year. The Chiefs, the Patriots, the Steelers before they started falling apart, the Texans when you started believing in them. And, of course, we always inserted the Chargers into that conversation. My point is, you got to show me something tonight. I'm not saying that they're going to win. I'm just saying I think they need to, and on some levels, I think they should. 855-212-4227, Tiki and Tierney Show. Are you buying that? We'll get to inbounds, out of bounds coming up this hour. And also, let's say Phillip Rivers just goes bonkers tonight. And say Patty Mahomes struggles. Is there any chance that Rivers, given the Monday night stage, pardon me, the Thursday night stage, the magnitude of the game, any chance Rivers can maybe seize that MVP trophy from the young buck Mahomes? Let's get some calls. DK and Tierney, CBS Sports Radio. CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line is 1-855-212-4227, brought to you by Geico. Great news. Quick way to save money. Switch to Geico. Just go to geico.com and at 15 minutes, save 15% or more. On car insurance.
We are the North.
Ooh.
We are the North.
You beat me too. Low reps, huh?
Holy cow.
You kidding
man.
Me? Without Kawhi Leonard going to Oracle and winning easy?
By 20?
What?
I know, by 20.
We'll get to it. We're going to get to that top of the hour, actually, where Kevin Durant's postgame comments about the Raptors. Really interesting as well. So we'll do that on a Thursday here. Tiki and Tierney, CBS Sports Radio, CBS Sports Network, Sirius XM 206. Seems if a lot of you want to react to our conversation about the Chargers from before, we'll do that here. Inbounds, out of bounds, next segment. And we've got a lot of good guests there. We've got Rod Woodson, Hall of Fame defensive back, C.J. McCollum. Interesting guy from the Blazers.
Good player as well. We haven't talked to him in a while. He's good.
He was on when I was out.
Yep.
Maybe when I had the back surgery.
Exactly right. Great conversationalist. He just speaks it well.
He's obviously a great game.
He has great game, but it's one thing to have a good game, but then able to articulate what you're like, what you're feeling, what you're going through. I love him as a guest.
Well, he went to Lehigh's, no dope.
Yeah,
it's a really good school, Patriot League. So no, he's a really good player, smart guy. We'll get his thoughts on the Western Conference. And hey, listen, it's a good start to the weekend. You got Kansas City and the L.A. Chargers. Let's hit the phone.
Remember
see what's
when Thursday
happening.
Night football sucked?
Yeah, there was a long, pronounced period where we were complaining a lot.
It's great.
Been good to us this year.
It's great now.
It has been. All right, let's start with Schmitty, who's out in California. And Schmitty's on Tiki and Tierney, CBS Sports Radio. What up, Schmitty?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Schmitty.
I've called him before.
What's happening?
Supporting my Superchargers.
San Diego Superchargers.
Yeah, that's how we do it in Southern California. But I got to tell you, this is not the first year I've been a Charger fan. I've been a Charger fan for years, and it is so wonderful to see them in a meaningful game.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah,
love
especially it. late in the season. The division means something. They're fighting for the division. I mean, hell, if they win this game, BT, they're in line to host the playoffs.
Yeah, I think they're fighting for a Super Bowl. Literally, they are fighting for a division.
Yeah.
I'm thinking two steps down the road.
Yeah, but
this team should have a chance to win a Super Bowl this year.
You can't.
They got too much talent not to.
True, but you can't do that. I know it's late.
Yeah, they can't think that way. Yeah. I'm just saying from what I'm seeing from our
Schmitty, you see a Super Bowl champion in your L.A. Raiders or L.A. Chargers?
Do I? Yeah. I mean, the defense is stout. The special teams has buttoned up. The offense has the best wide receiver core in the league. I love it. But as far as Phillip Rivers taking the MVP, as much as I love him, Patty Mahomes has done amazing things. And it's hard for me to say that because I am 6 months into a marriage with a woman that comes from Kansas, and her whole family wears red when I come to visit. So
it's like, you know what it is, Schmitty, it's like the, I forget what product it's for, which probably isn't good for the product since I don't recall, but I remember the commercial where it's like the Raiders guy and it's a Chiefs family.
Yes,
and they're like, it's like they're taking the holiday picture.
Got the sweater on.
He's got the sweater on. move over a little bit. Keep going. A little more. He's out of it. There you go. Click. Well, listen, Jen's from Dallas. Thank God I'm not a Giants fan.
Yeah.
I mean, that would be absolute torture. I mean, it's meaningless, the whole – there's zero Jets-Cowboys rivalry. But, I mean, if you have a wife or spouse that is like a devout sports fan, and you truly are a house divided.
It's hard.
That's like if, you're, you if you went to Ohio State.
You get that
college,
a lot in Jersey, too.
And college, too.
True. And college is definitely
– Cal, Stanford,
yep.
Ohio State, Michigan.
Virginia Tech.
There you go. The Hokies, little –
Miami, Florida. Miami, FSU. Miami, everybody. I'm talking back in the day.
That's an ugly Miami sweatshirt. We got to get D-Cell a real Miami sweatshirt.
Oh, that's
ugly.
That's channeling the Army days, right?
What's
the,
wrong with
the fatigue days.
Just ugly. Miami's cooler than that. I don't know.
You want to get me a nicer one? I accept.
Gonna have to get
is that green?
Zippage.
G-cell? Is it greenish?
It's like a dark gray.
That's what I'm saying. It doesn't pop.
I was trying to give you credit for being like the fatigue days when they were winning national championships.
He wasn't even born yet when they were born when they got off the airplane.
He still likes the history of it.
That's true.
Yeah. The issue for the Chargers tonight, BT. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of guys out. Sean Colkin, their tight end, is out. Trevor Williams, cornerback, is out. Austin Eckler, he's out with a stinger / concussion. He's got a bunch of dudes that are out or doubtful, including Melvin Gordon, who's technically listed as questionable with a grade 2 MCL strain. But we forget, man, before he got injured, he was pushing right up there behind Todd Gurley and
Saquon
as one of the best backs in the league. And that's just production you miss.
Yeah.
Just, you can't make up for it for someone who's become veteran quickly, even though he's still a young man.
You know, it's funny, though, and I'm certainly – I'm not disagreeing, but there's certain quarterbacks
that don't need them. I hear you.
And Rivers is one of them.
He's one, definitely.
You know what I mean? Just but run the play. I'll get it to you.
It just doesn't hurt. I swear it doesn't hurt, BT. Look what happened with the Rams and against the Bears. Right? Todd Gurley is just, I don't know, last couple of games have been, I don't know if it's fatigue or attrition or maybe he's banged up and hiding something that we just haven't been identified. But when you struggle a little bit and Jared Goff struggles when he's not on rhythm. You know what I mean? So it's not like one, two, three, four, five balls out.
Yeah.
He's not Pat Mahomes.
No.
Pat Mahomes gets out of rhythm. He's like, I got this, man. I'm throwing this underarm, sidearm shot across the field or whatever.
It's the man.
He can thrive under duress or you know,
he can improvise.
Fubar. He can thrive. Jared Goff, not that way.
A little skittish.
He's a little skittish. When that happens. And he needs a run game in order to stay regular.
It's a good point.
And so without it, you've seen what happens sometimes with the Rams. I mean, they don't have to worry. They're 11-2. They're going
to
be fine.
They might have to worry. If they want to win a Super Bowl, they
I'm
might
talking
have to
about
worry.
The rest of the regular season. They're fine. I mean, they're going to get a bye, but still.
Let's get Elliot, who's in New Jersey, on Tiki and Tierney, CBS Sports Radio. Elliot, what's happening, buddy? How are you?
Good. How are you guys?
We're good, man. What you got, Elliot?
Well, Tiki, first of all, you beat the Eagles 3 times in 2000. When the year you went to the Super Bowl.
That's right. That's exactly right.
I knew it
was one of those years.
It was hard.
I just couldn't remember. It is hard. That game was hard in 2000.
You won all three of them.
Yes, because we were better than they were. We went to the Super Bowl, for Christ's sakes. Go ahead, Elliot.
In actuality, the offense was outscored by special teams and defense because the offense only scored 6 points.
That's right.
So, we
had a great defense that year. We were just better defensively.
So anyway, so to the game tonight, to me, looking at the playoff history record, Andy Reid took the Eagles to like 6 NFC championships. Last year, the Chiefs lost to an inexperienced Titan team in the playoffs at home from a come from behind victory.
Yep.
So it's hard to say whether or not, you know, this game will say if the Chargers lose. It's hard to say whether or not they will or won't go far in the playoffs. And if you look at Phillip Rivers' record, he's lost a lot of games too, but he's lost to Peyton Manning, Tom Brady, Roethlisberger. It's not like he's lost to fluke teams. And I'm not saying the Titans were a fluke team, but it's hard to say because Rivers has the experience in the playoffs.
Yeah.
He knows those pressure moments.
Yeah, you're right.
Patrick Mahomes doesn't.
Yeah, you're right. And Ellie, you make a very good point. You know, we knock Philip Rivers for some of his playoff failures, but he loses to teams that have first ballot Hall of Famer quarterbacks with Ben Roethlisberger and Tom Brady being a couple. Now, the difference, now I throw this against you, Andy Reid went to 5 NFC championships with the Philadelphia Eagles and one
Not
Super
six.
Bowl.
I was going to correct them, but whatever.
One Super Bowl, yep. Obviously with the with the Donovan McNabb TO thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, it getting closer than people want to give him credit for. It was actually a close game.
And that's a big accomplishment, by the way.
Oh, agreed.
You brushed that away.
You're right.
I'm certainly going to let you finish.
Go ahead.
But getting to the conference championship in football is a lot harder than rolling through a weak conference in the NBA and repping your conference in the NBA.
Agreed.
Go ahead, buddy.
Agreed.
Go ahead.
So he's done it. And the holdback when he went to Kansas City, because we talk about it, we do it flippantly. It's like, he just can't get deep into the postseason in Kansas City. That was with Alex Smith, who's not a risk taker. And when you get into the postseason in the NFL, you have to take some risk. You have to. Very rarely do you see, we're just going to slow it down and play methodical. We know we're better. You got to do some extraordinary things. They haven't had the quarterback to do that. Now, I don't know. Pat Mahomes has no experience at all doing this, but I kind of put my trust in Pat Mahomes right now.
If I was betting
on the Chiefs to either go forward or not this year.
Okay. Team, we've got inbounds, out of bounds coming up. Let's see what's on the menu real quick. A little something on Kirk Cousins, something on Michael Jordan, Steph Curry, University of Alabama. We'll get to that after Axe Update. Here's Rich coming at you. Sunday, it's a doubleheader, and it's all about the playoffs. Miami takes on Minnesota, and then a big one. Two teams fighting to win their divisions. The Pats collide with the Steel Dogs. The day begins with the NFL Today, powered by Ram at 12 Eastern, 9 Pacific, only on CBS. So get your football Sunday rolling with the crew. JB and the boys get you ready for all sorts of action. Can't wait to see how the Steelers play, how they respond, how the Pats respond. It's an interesting vibe going into that game. Both teams kind of got knocked back a little bit here, and we'll see.
Yeah,
we shall
Pats
see.
You're less worried about than the, I mean, the Steelers, you've got to be worried.
Yes, yes.
Got to be worried.
Yeah, and I also don't know that the Pats are as bulletproof as some people want to make them out to
no,
be.
No, they're not. They're not unbeatable.
No.
But.
No, no.
You're not worried about them getting to the postseason. Steelers, they can miss the postseason if they screw up.
Oh, there's no doubt. And you have to have more faith in the Patriots to, you know, just kind of correct some of
the
internal flaws, the little things. They got to get more buttoned up.
They didn't get the field goal at halftime, right before halftime. That ultimately was the difference.
Mm-hmm.
Right? They missed an extra point, things like that. That's how they're losing games. They've never been a team to blow out the opponent. They just kind of win. But if they make little mistakes, they can lose, like they consistently do, seemingly, in Miami.
That's crazy. You ready for inbounds, out of bounds, T?
Yep, let's go.
Let's go.
Go. Anything can happen in sports and often does. What's right? What's wrong? And who's just crazy? We decide. Inbounds and out of bounds now. Tiki and Tierney.
Okay, let's go. Inbounds, out of bounds, brought to you by Buffalo Wild Wings. $5 game day pitchers, cocktails, cheeseburgers, and brats. When football's on, you got to be at Buffalo Wild Wings. Price and participation vary. All right, Tiki, we start the Vikings. They fired OC John DeFilippo on Tuesday. We spent a lot of time on that. Starting quarterback Kirk Cousins put the offensive struggles right on himself.
If I had played at a higher level, you know, we're probably not talking about the things we're talking about. So, you know, I take ownership as well. And you look at what do I need to do better? How can I be better? And I do believe that with the ball in my hand, had I played at my fullest potential playing and play out, we're probably not having this conversation right now. And so that's something that, you know, I take personally and certainly is tough for me and keeps you up at night.
No, he's a stand-up guy. Got to respect that. The exact opposite of what Joel Embiid did. He said, hey, our guards are getting destroyed on the perimeter, basically. You're getting lit up on the pick and roll as well.
Of course.
So I like that. That's what leaders do. Good job by Kirk Cousins. So we move on. So he hasn't lit it up this year, second in, but the numbers aren't terrible when you really parse through them. Second in completion percentage, eighth in passing yards, Teague. He's top 10 in touchdowns. He's thrown fewer picks than 15 other quarterbacks, including Mahomes, Big Ben, Luck, Cam, and Jared Goff. Meanwhile, the team is 28th in the NFL in rushing yards per attempt, with Murray leading the team with just under 500 on the ground, while Dalvin Cook has under 400 and no touchdowns in 8 games. Yikes. In or out, Kirk Cousins is the primary cause for the Viking struggles right now on offense.
Yeah, this is out of bounds, VT. It's obvious what the issue is. It's their offensive line. Early in the season, you could have said, well, their defense just isn't playing as well as they have been in previous years. But their defense is top five right now in the National Football League. So they've worked their way back to relevancy on the other side of the ball. But last year, remember we were lauding Case Keenum? Case Keenum, he could be a franchise guy somewhere. He's going to go to Denver and make a difference. Well, the reason he was insulated, they had a number two rush offense in the NFL last year. And we know Dalvin Cook went down, but Latavius Murray had 850 yards. Jarrett McKinnon was a great, diverse player for them coming out of the backfield. They just don't have that right now. Their run game, which propels their pass game, hasn't been the same. Now, Flip was part of that because he wanted to throw the ball down the field, but this isn't squarely on Kirk Cousins like a lot of people want to put it on him.
I agree. It is, you know, as much as I was bagging on Kirk, and I still don't believe that ultimately he's the guy that is going to go on the road if he has to and put up 30 points in the NFC Championship. Mm-hmm. I don't think he's that guy. Never have. But to be fair, get a little separation. He's absolutely I love how he's really flexing some leadership, but he's taking one for the team.
Yeah.
The offensive line's been terrible, and you nailed it. And I just want to reference this a little deeper because I always reference Pro Football Focus, and I'm reading right from their website. This was from 2 weeks ago, but it's actually gotten worse. They have them ranked 30th, right? And it's a little bullet point here, and they write, I'll be honest, it was difficult to find a game this season where the Vikings' offensive line excelled. In their highest grade of performance against the 49ers way back in week one, they still weren't exceptional. Kirk Cousins was still under pressure on 14 of 43 dropbacks. That was his best game.
Yeah.
That was their best game, I should say. He has no time to throw, which impacts everything. I don't love Kirk, but I'm going to defend him here. You're right, out of bounds.
Are you in or are you out?
All right, moving on. So after second-year player Malik Monk prematurely celebrated, this was nutty.
This was funny.
Ooh. The Hornets buzzer-beaten win over the Pistons last night. He picked up a tech with 0.03 seconds left at a two-point game. Hornets owner Michael Jordan, who was right near the bench as he usually is, scolded the young guard, smacked him in the back of the head twice. Did it twice. So after which they both smiled and listen, Malik Monk, you got to know your place. Stay in your lane, exactly. As the great LeVar Ball would say. It's Michael Jordan. In or out, whether playful or serious, an owner should never make physical contact with any of his or her players.
Out of bounds, because you have to look at the circumstances. And they're just like when he was playing, there were Jordan rules. There are Jordan rules right now for Michael Jordan in the Hornets. He's just a teaching lesson, and it wasn't like he was malicious and angry and had like a scowl on his face, like, I want to hurt you by punching you. He's like, come on, kid.
Yeah.
And that's the kind of relationships that he has with those guys. I got to tell you, from Malik Monk's standpoint, who's still a young man, this is awesome.
Yep.
Seriously.
Yep.
This is the GOAT. Like, not flippantly, but like teaching you. Like,
cares
your father.
Enough about you.
Exactly. Yep. Out of bounds, man. This is... Because it's Michael Jordan.
I loved it. I loved what Jordan did. I loved Monk's reaction.
Yeah.
He could have got into a shell, could have gotten really nervous, could have gotten really caught off guard. I think his natural reaction, and great job by the TV crew showing it a few times, Monk's reaction right there shows there's an obvious comfort level with their relationship, which is a good thing for the Hornets moving forward. My answer is out of bounds, but I want to say this. And I don't say this, you know, to have a hot take or you know, put this on social media, but I do mean this. It's got to be certain optics. If it's an old white guy, let's just call it for what it is.
Yeah, of course.
If it's an old white guy smacking a 22-year-old, you know, African American's head, they're not going to play as well.
Right.
Not going to play as well.
Dude, it's a double standard.
Fine.
It is what it is.
Yep.
It's Michael Jordan,
though.
Dude.
That was cool.
It's Michael
but even
Jordan.
If it was like Hakeem Olajuwon or Ewing or
Barkley. I got to tell you, I didn't love his sweatshirt with like the AI. It just looked weird.
Talk about MJ?
The air.
MJ's getting a little thick.
Maybe that's it.
It's getting
too,
a little
it's
thick.
It's too spread out.
It's getting a little thick.
I'm like, what is that? What is that air? What does that say?
Hey, those knees, those joints, you can't hit the treadmill. Yeah. MJ's getting a little thick.
Right.
Still MJ, though.
Are you in or are you out?
All right, Steve, much has been made about Steph Curry's denial of the moon landing. Oh, good God almighty. Following Kyrie Irving's flat earth comments last year. Now, after a back and forth with NASA, Curry was asked yesterday by ESPN if he was joking, admitting, quote, 1,000%. So Steph was obviously trying to have a little fun. This is still part of the quote. Obviously, I was joking. Hopefully, people understand education's power. For kids out there that hang on every word we say, understand that you should not believe something just because somebody says it. Do your homework.
Yeah.
End quote. Okay. In or out. Players like Steph and Kyrie are teaching kids a valuable lesson with the importance of education.
This was a nuanced one, BT, but I'm going to say
a tough one
I'm going to say inbounds. but unintentionally. Right? So I don't think that they should be now espousing the education. Don't listen to me. Go study. But I do think by saying things like this, it makes kids or teenagers or whoever kind of go, what? What are you talking about? And then forces you to pull out your smartphone or, God forbid, go to the library.
No, that's not happening.
Pull out a book.
On. Yeah, okay. They're going to get on microfiche.
Exactly. I love the microfiche.
Yeah, I know you like that.
And find out what they're talking about. And then formulate your own opinion so that you can intelligently rebut on social media instead of putting some nonsensical response. So in bounds, but not because they intentionally want to educate these young men and women.
It's funny, we're kind of sharing the same thought, but we answer it differently, but we're going in the same. But I'm going to say out of bounds because this was just Steph was having a little fun, and certainly his right. He got called on it a little bit, and he is genuinely a good person who doesn't want to inflame anything. He doesn't want to do anything wrong by kids or by his family for sure. So he snuffed it out properly and smartly connected a quote that somewhat absolves him from not he doesn't need to be absolved. Mm-hmm. I mean, that sounds ridiculously too strong. But the point is that he just misspoke, and he properly framed it to make it a teachable tool. Which is cool, which is one of the reasons I'm a huge Steph Curry fan. But again, maybe these athletes need to remember that kids really do listen to everything you say.
Yeah, you're right.
And if you start doubting whether or not we stepped foot on the moon, that's probably not the best thing.
No, you're right.
You know, so I'm going to say out of bounds, but could have gone either way. It's a tough one to answer, actually.
Are you in or are you out?
All right, Teague, on Monday we debated, and we'll put debate in quotes because there really was nothing to debate because he's not a Hall of Famer. Talking about the Hall of Fame and talking about Harold Baines, and really, more specifically, whether the Hall of Fame was getting a little bit too watered down, it is, with the inclusion of players like Harold Baines. So yesterday, 3-time World Series winning skipper, 4-time manager of the year, Tony La Russa, we've had on the show, who's also serving in the league office and the Diamondbacks front office, fired back at critics on MLB Network's High Heat with Mad Dog Russo.
You managed him.
You don't think I respect the Hall of Fame?
I didn't say it did. But you do have 4 guys on that committee who have a direct relationship with the player that you put in the Hall of Fame that everybody in America thinks is not a Hall of Famer.
I would love to get into a legitimate confrontation debate where we pull out the stuff that we looked at and you tell me that weak-ass superficial that you look at. Somebody asked me to write. I don't know how to write like they do. Well, they don't know how to evaluate a player like all of us in uniform do. That's why you balance the two. Their opinion, our opinion. I have 5,000 games managed.
Right.
When it comes to evaluating a Hall of Fame pitcher or player, who do you think has a better feel? People like me that have been around the game and been in competition or somebody that reports it?
I think you probably do.
Thank you.
Still Mad Dog, not fully willing to give the one of the greatest skippers of all time the benefit of the doubt. I think you probably do. Look at La Russa getting gangsta. Mm-hmm. Love it. All right, Teague. So, in and out, the Hall of Fame. That's good stuff. Dropped a little expletive in there. He's getting, wants a confrontation. Yeah. Tony, calm
Weak
down.
Weak ass, superficial, you know what.
Uh-huh. The Hall of Fame should be voted upon by former players and coaches rather than writers who cover the sport.
Yeah, I think it's out of bounds, BT, because it needs to be somewhat of a combination. The problem is, how do you create that combination and have civility? That's the hard thing. Because we know how some of these things work. It's behind closed doors, NFL. It's the general populace of writers, some of whom don't even follow the game that closely. There needs to be a reconstruction of Hall of Fame voting, but out of bounds. It doesn't need to just be the players. Because just like our good friend Curtis Martin, he couldn't tell you the next Hall of Famer if you put a gun.
Doesn't even watch football.
Yep. So some of these guys just don't follow it enough. So it's got to be a combo, I think.
Okay, I agree with that. I would say out of bounds here because then you would just have a different bias.
You're right.
Because then you get, well, I played with so-and-so for 7 years.
Exactly.
The Brave.
Exactly.
Give you a good example here. Dale Murphy was, you know, when you remember Dale. You were a Braves fan growing up. You had TNT down in Virginia, proximity to Atlanta.
No national, no team.
TBS, pardon me, not TNT.
TBS. No team around us, so we watched the Braves.
You were the Braves.
TBS was the only thing on.
Bob Horner, Melito Pop, Pascual Perez, although Chris Chambliss, all those guys, right? Yep.
Glenn Hubbard
with the beard over at second base. Yep. Jerry Royster. I hear you. But Dale Murphy was, for a couple of years, well, first of all, he literally went back-to-back MVPs in the early 80s. I think it was 83, 84. Could have been 82, 83, something like that. And if you played on that Braves team and you played with Dale Murphy, you would vote him as a Hall of Famer.
No doubt.
Now, that's why it's got to be spread out evenly. If just the players had final say, you would still have an imbalance.
Mm-hmm.
I actually think that LaRusse's premise is correct, not pertaining to Harold Baines, because he's wrong there, with all due respect to Tony, about there are people who sometimes the eyes are still a great asset.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I've been in that dugout a long time talking about LaRusse. I know more than you. That's fair. But in terms of evaluating the Hall of Fame, you need balance, and you would not have it if you stripped it away from the writers and gave it just to the players and coaches.
Agreed.
Tune in next time for another edition of Inbounds or Out of Bounds with Tiki and Tierney.
Go ahead, Mr. Rabbi. Dale Murphy was at 82, 83. What years did he win the MVP? And the problem was he wound up kind of fizzling out, much like Mattingly won the MVP in 85, and then his back went out. I'm sure. Listen, if you played with Mattingly in the mid-80s, you're like, that guy is one of the best players I've ever seen. He was Stan Usual. But then the back zapped him of power, and he suddenly was a guy who was hitting 280. MVP, 81 and 82. Close. Pretty close.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.